A question regarding the five precepts. In daily life, I'm really good about keeping number one, two, three, and five. But somehow I found that the precept number four is really hard. I think you've got company. I find myself lying every day, such as a question, do I look good? Yes, of course. Do you want to eat some more? No thanks, I'm full. But in fact, the food didn't taste good. Or speaking at a wrong time, speaking too long, too short, too harsh, or speaking the wrong tone of voice. This is the hardest one for me. Kindly advise. Just keep trying. I mean, it's the... as I said, you've got lots of company. I mean, it's not just the say the lay people have difficulty with the precepts around speech. I mean, I think in terms of the living in the monastery, then that's definitely a difficulty also. So yeah, it's just you know, we take people. I think one of the things is, you know, the reason why we have precepts, you know, of course it's nice to adhere to the precepts, but the function of the precepts in terms of practice is to provide a mirror so that we can understand our own intentions and volitions. And that's what's really important in terms of precepts, is that we're able to get a much better kind of readout on what is the volition in the mind, what's the intention, what's the mental state. So that's it's an opportunity for learning, and that's where that when we think in terms of that, what we translate as precept. It's called, in the Pali, the word that's used is sikkhapadang. So sikkhapadang, pada, is like foot, so it means like the base, foundation. And sikkha is to study, to learn. So that is the basis of our study, so that we're basis of our learning. So that we're using the precepts to learn about ourselves and to learn about our minds.